Manu Patra alerts dated the 29th of June 2020. Supreme Court has stated that while hearing a petition under Article 227 of the Constitution of India, 1949, a High Court cannot convert itself into a court. Supreme Court has asked the centre if authorities have issued individual orders for the cancellation of visas of foreigners who participated in Tablighi Jamaat congregation in Delhi in March 2020 allegedly in violation of visa conditions. Delhi High Court has stayed the decision to introduce 50% horizontal reservation in National Law University, Delhi to students who pass their qualifying exam from the institutes located within the National Capital Territory. Delhi High Court has asked the Delhi government to submit a detailed status report in a plea seeking a direction to be issued to Tihar Central Prison to allow prisoners to have meetings with their legal counsels through video conferencing. Delhi High Court has temporarily restrained Jetlight, India, Limited from dispossessing, alienating its assets to the tune of an international decree passed against it by a United Kingdom court. Delhi High Court has refused to entertain a plea seeking a direction to be issued to the central government to formulate standard procedures for arrest and ensure that the same shall be circulated in every police station. Gujarat High Court has issued notices to the state government and the power distribution company in the state Paschim Gujarat Vij Company Limited in a batch of petitions seeking waiver of fixed electricity charges for the lockdown period. Uttarakhand High Court has restrained the state government from spending the budget of district planning of about 110 crores rupees on the complaint that the State Election Commission is not holding elections for constitution of the district planning committees. President of India Ramnath Kovind has promulgated the Banking Regulation Amendment Ordinance 2020, which seeks to protect the interests of depositors and strengthen cooperative banks by improving governance and oversight by extending powers of the Reserve Bank of India. Supreme Court has refused to interfere in Rajasthan government's decision to hold remaining board exams for class 10th students and has dismissed a plea seeking quashing of exams. Delhi High Court has issued notice to Union of India in a plea seeking a direction to be issued to the central government to extend notice period for receiving public comments suggestions on the draft Environment Impact Assessment Policy till the 30th of September. 2020 or till the time COVID-19 restrictions subsists. Delhi High Court has taken up SUO Mato cognizance of the issue of non-payment of salaries to teachers, taking note that the teachers were being asked to discharge COVID-19 duties at the instance of Delhi government. Delhi High Court has stayed the order passed by the Central Information Commission wherein the Central Public Information Officer of the Passport Office was directed to divulge the information about a man under a right to information application filed by his wife. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to submit a status report highlighting the action plan undertaken to ramp up testing for COVID-19 in the national capital. Bombay High Court has imposed a cost of 25,000 rupees on the Agriculture Produce Market Committee for misrepresenting facts regarding shifting of a Bakar Mandi, goat market, from a residential area in Vatodha to Kalamna Market Yard. Bombay High Court has stayed the government resolution dated the 8th of May, 2020 issued by the state government prohibiting schools and educational institutions from charging fees at hiked rate for the 2020 to 2021 session. Bombay High Court has observed that a person suffering from COVID-19 who belongs to the economically weaker section of the society cannot be expected to produce documentary proof before seeking admission in a hospital for free treatment. Bombay High Court has granted permanent injunction against a clothing manufacturer from using the trade name ISCKON and declared that the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISCKON, is a well-known trademark in India within the meaning provided in Clause ZG, of subsection 1, of section 2 of the Trademarks Act, 1999. Bombay High Court has held that a police officer of the rank of Deputy Superintendent of Police has no authority to first inquire then register first information report for allegations of caste abuse under the Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribe Prevention of Atrocities Act, 1989. Kerala High Court has dismissed a petition seeking directions to remove the State Women's Commission Chairperson, M.C. Joseph N. from her post over her alleged remark that her party, Communist Party of India, Marxist, was working as both a court and a police station. Madhya Pradesh High Court has ordered the central government to finalize the National Policy for Rare Diseases, 2020, in not later than 6 months. Madhya Pradesh High Court is directed to plant saplings along with tree guard, as one of the conditions for bail in its order granting bail to a person accused of assaulting a minor girl with intent to outrage her modesty. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed the central government to consider the representations made by the petitioner to reduce the upper limit of 50 guests during wedding functions. Madras High Court has directed the jurisdictional judicial magistrate to conduct an inquiry into the alleged custodial deaths of a father-son duo who were lodged in sub-jail, Kovilpatti in Thoothukudi district in Tamil Nadu. Kerala High Court has directed the Kerala State Road Transport Corporation to make daily wages appointment from the 2,455 candidates enlisted in the Public Service Commission rank list which expired on the 31st of December, 2016. Gujarat High Court initiated contempt proceedings against a bail applicant, after it discovered that the Mr. Recaller who had tried to influence the judge hearing the case, was hired by the applicant himself. Uttarakhand High Court has stated that while the holder of first rank in a selection process cannot claim the right to be appointed, the appointment of the second ranker is arbitrary and violative of Article 14 of the Constitution of India, 1949. Ministry of Road Transport and Highways has allowed increasing the length and height of several categories of vehicles, particularly buses and goods carriers, in a bid to push passenger, logistics and containerized movement on roads.